Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Real Housewives star Mauricio Umansky is addressing the rumors that he cheated on his wife that he separated from, Kyle Richards.
I was shocked he actually, like, addressed it.
I think you kind of have to. I feel like the tabloid storm has gotten so big at this point that I feel like you feel so out of control in that moment that you got to say something to at least put your side of the narrative out there. So we've been talking about this all week. Page Six reported that he and his Dancing with the Stars partner, Emma Slater, were out at a sushi restaurant holding hands. Not really a great look for somebody who says that they want to work on their marriage, whom they are currently separated from their partner. So witnesses also came out and said not only were they holding hands, they were doing a little smoochy smoochy. So then Mauricio,
there's not proof of that.
There's no proof.
But people saying that.
Yes, this is just all alleged information from the witnesses that came out once the photos of them holding hands came out. So then Mauricio comes out on Instagram and he says, you know what? I know we're separated. I know we're going through a hard time, but I am dedicating my dance this week to my wife that I'm separated from, Kyle Richards.
That he's dancing with this other woman with?
Yes.
So he's dedicating the dance to his wife with the woman that he was cheating with.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of people saw that and were like, seems like you're really trying to make up for the thing that people said that they saw. So they wanted to be explicitly clear. So both Mauricio and Emma Slater came out and said, we do want to address this story, this whole thing that's going out and about whether Emma and I are dating. For full clarity, we are not dating, which I think we all knew. We just wanted to know if you were cheating on your wife with, but whatever. And then Emma said, we're not dating. We are really good friends. We've been dancing together for 6 weeks, 4 hours a day, every single day. Guys, you don't understand. It's intense. Like, you really form a very special bond. And I think we're similar personalities. So we've got a super supportive relationship. We're definitely there for each other. And it's a beautiful, great thing. So then Mauricio clarifies what happened at the restaurant. He said, we went to the restaurant to get some sushi after rehearsal. We were in our rehearsal clothes. Lots of the stories are wrong. And yes, it's a very emotional week. We were talking about the week during dinner. And when we came out, we were recapping. And I reached out to grab Emma's hand. And then she grabbed my hand. And then we left.
Mm-mm. Tells us nothing.
I think all of this is fabricated between Mauricio and Kyle. Because Kyle went on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. He asked her about the hand-holding her estranged husband and his dance partner. And she said she was hurt by it, right?
Mm.
But he is currently on Dancing with the Stars. And you need to be in the new, like, you need to be of relevant and you have to be topical to get people to talk about you and to hopefully help you, even if it's something like this, help you stay in the competition. Because the more weeks you stay in the competition, the more money you get. Not that they need the money, but the more money you get. So I really think she and Mauricio got together and have crafted this whole PR stunt and, like, don't do anything too, like, just hold her hand and then we'll plant some sources to say that you were canoodling, but there won't be any proof of that. Then you can go post this and she can go and Watch What Happens Live. And I really do think, like, this is just a huge PR stunt to help him advance on Dancing with the Stars.
I 100% agree with you. I don't know if it's about him advancing, but it certainly is getting publicity for this show.
Yeah.
That's the intent here. And I think everybody now is going to take a page out of the book of what reality show we've been talking about for months and months and months now, with the cheating, what's going on with the best friend.
Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules, man. I mean, now your networks and your producers are looking at that going, look at all the money and the ratings they got. We need a little slice of that.
And she's currently, I mean, she's still on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So that's also going to play over there because people are going to want to see what's going on between her and Mauricio.
If that's true, it's brilliant because this is the first dance I've ever wanted to watch in my life.
Right.
He's dedicating to his wife and the woman he cheated with.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
I just want to let everybody know right now we are not dating. We are just boinking.
It makes a lot of sense because another couple that's been in the news recently on Dancing with the Stars is Too Hot to Handle's Harry Jowsey and his partner Riley Arnold, because they are all over the TikTok and they've got all the 12-year-olds shipping them thinking that they're going to date. And I think that's one of the things that keeps them on, because even though I'm sure they take the votes into consideration when they're like, text in to vote for your favorite, I 100% feel like it's rigged and they're just going to keep whoever is keeping people in the news and keeping Dancing with the Stars relevant and topical.
Yeah, because as soon as I saw that video they released, I was like, this feels forced, and this feels like a plan.
Sidebar, boinking, the word is way underused.
Boinking.
That might be the second time I've ever heard it in my life.
See?
And both times a white person said it.
It'll be the final song from the Beatles, and it gets released next week. I'll tell you what the Beatles are saying about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.